to be some sort of a classic hero, that parents really need to be looking at the backgrounds of the people who are writing the books that fill their children's minds.
And you know, Jane, actually, I got my secretary had one of those books, and I read that book. You know, she showed it to me, and she didn't think anything of it. As I went through it, here I'm a physician. I've been in the military. I've worked, you know, with rough crews, and I was offended by what I saw in that book, designed for 6 and 7 year old children, because they're planting these ideas, these visions, these pictures in their mind, and they're indelibly there. And this was put there for one and only one purpose, and that was to corrupt our children. And if you haven't seen the Sal Silverstein books, if you're out there in the listening audience, they probably are every bookstore, aren't they?
Oh, yes. The grocery stores, grandparents buy them for their youngsters, thinking they're doing something wonderful, because after all, this man was some sort of a classic.
And you need to get those books. You need to look at them. You need to realize somebody wants to corrupt the minds of your children. It's one of the most incredible experiences, actually seeing that. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Jane Schindler talking about what really happened. What really happened at Columbine? Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And Jane Schindler is with the Colorado Eagle Forum, and she's put together a wonderful video which we carry here at Radio Liberty because we think it's very important. It's called Columbine, What Really Happened. And Jane was telling us that long before, you know, the shootout occurred and the young people, of course, killed so many of their classmates, that she was actually talking to some of the people who had attended the school, trying to point out what was going on. So why don't you pick up the story from there?
Okay, well, I would encourage every parent, pastor, Sunday school teacher, anyone that wants to really know what's being fostered on their children to get this video, and it's extremely informative. It's 10-12 years worth of research that went into it, and we will show you in the video where and how Shel Silverstein uses all of his technology with the subliminals on the children, with all the sexual pictures that's there. We show that in our video so that a parent will know exactly what their children are being confronted with.
And we talk about, we're so worried about, you know, pornography on the internet. You should see what's in your kids' books and what they're being taught in school. That's what's so frightening, and the parents are totally oblivious of that.
Well, and let's go just a little further. We can't excuse Dr. Seuss. A lot of people say, oh my goodness, you want to attack a cat in a hat? Well, go look into the background of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. When he started out, he was doing adult porn, and he was sought out to erase and destroy the phonics system that was in America's schools back in the 40s and the 50s. So if you read his literature in the phonics, in teaching your children, there are rules that you follow. There's like I before E, except after C, and so forth. Well, in Dr. Seuss's books, everything is backwards. And
now hold that thought for just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Stan and our guest this afternoon, Jane Schindler, her video is Columbine, What Went Wrong? And, of course, she's been talking about Sal Silverstein. He was recruited. He was a pornographer. He was involved with pornography, so they recruited him to do books for children. And then, of course, Dr. Seuss was also involved in pornography. And, of course, he was recruited. His books, why, of course, they began to undermine the very concepts of phonics. And he was, of course, according to Jane, he was recruited in the 1940s to destroy the ability of children to know the basic rules of the English language, which is one reason they're so dumbed down now. Do you want to develop that idea for our listeners? Some of them have just joined us now.
Yes, I would. Along with Dr. Seuss and what he's added to our children's confusion, then come up to today, and today we have Harry Potter, and R.J. Rowling was sought out for her expertise in witchcraft and the books that she has written, and are huge push by the publishing houses to push this type of literature onto our children. And the woman is now a billionaire.
I think what's really so frightening that some of our misguided Christian ministries have even been pushing the Harry Potter books. After all, we've got the children reading. Mm-hmm. Well, would you want them reading Playboy or Hustler or things like that? They can read that too. But what are we doing? Are we bringing our children into a fascination with witchcraft and, of course, with trying to contact other beings from the other dimension, which is really there. But you certainly don't want to focus their attention on that. You certainly don't want them wanting to become witches or sympathize with the witch concept, because these people are tapping into the dark side in the demonic realm, which really exists in the world today.
It does. And so when we bring that into focus with what was happening at Columbine High School, to go back to the workshop that I was doing, presenting the use of subliminals in the children's school books. After the workshop, this young lady came up with her father, who was a physician, and the young lady said, Mrs. Schindler, you don't know the half of what we're being taught in school. And she was a high school student at Columbine High School back in 1989, 1990, and her story was so fascinating, we asked her if we could videotape her presentation and get it out across the country, which we did. We went to her home. As I said, we did not know this young lady before, and her father was a very prominent physician, and as she said, Columbine High School was the Harvard or Yale of high schools, that every a dentist or a doctor or businessman would want his children to go to this high school because it was the elite. Well, also being the elite school, they received the first of everything, the newest. And so death education came in, it invaded every subject that was taught at Columbine.
And as though this was basically an experimental program teaching children all about death and suicide and focusing their attention on death and suicide. Would that be a fair statement?
It would. And you need to ask yourself as a parent, one of the things we were just discussing today was that to turn on the news is just, it's just death, and it's just so depressing. But you as an adult can turn that off. But if you're a child required by law to attend school 5 days a week, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, and every class is focusing in some degree on death and sex and something morbid, it's just like it's setting these children up for depression. Well, here was Tara Becker back in the 90s talking about how Columbine High School was teaching all this type of material to the children. And as a result, she herself tried to commit suicide, and some of the other kids in her class tried to commit suicide. And her father was so alarmed, and he wanted everyone to know. I mean, he felt like that he had been hoodwinked into sending his child there, that he did not intend to send his daughter to the dark side. That wasn't his intent. He wanted the best for his daughter. So after we videotaped Tara's presentation, the Atlantic Monthly picked up on the video, and they set about doing their own research in death education. And they said, it's not just one course. it's been incorporated into all the courses.
I think that's so important. It's incorporated into all the courses. It's a recurrent theme. It becomes an obsession for these kids. That's all they hear about, class after class after class.
Yes. So from there, 2020, back in 1990, Tom Gerald set about to do their investigation. I mean, this was a shocking story. Death education in the public schools? So they, too, interviewed this young lady, took her back to Columbine, talked about the classes. Well, since the days with Tara, following that, it has progressed. And so now we take the children to mortuaries to view the cadavers and to where you're going to incinerate the body and make it sift through the bones.
What possible purpose, from an educational point of view, would this have?
That is a very good question, because they asked that, why would you do this? And of course, then they interviewed Dr. William Colson, who had said he was, had believed that this would be a good thing at the onset, to desensitize children to death so they would not be afraid of it, because death is part of your everyday life. However, once the program was set up, he was absolutely horrified, came out against the very thing that he had helped set up, and said, this is devastating. We have got to get death ed out of the schools. Our public schools are doing such a terrible job in teaching our children the academics, and we're going to allow them to teach our children about life and death. I mean, they might live through drug ed and sex ed, but death ed, that's final. If they have succeeded in depressing the children to the point of suicide. And it was devastating. So with Tara Becker, who had exposed this in the 90s, after Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold had attacked their school, they again went to Tara and said, Tara, what do you think about this? And her response was, well, what's changed? Nothing has changed in the school curriculum. It's just gotten worse, in that add the videos, the violent videos, add the music that's targeted to the children with nothing but death. And then the teachers will bring movies into the classroom. Now, parents need to really think about that. Because when a movie is taken through, it becomes curriculum. And it is to be a learning tool. So what do we learn from Romeo and Juliet? What do we learn from The Crucible, where we hang witches? Whatever happened to Gilbert Grape? These just absolutely morbid, depressing movies. Go Ask Alice. The Basketball Diaries, all of these movies were shown at Columbine High School and continue to be shown at Columbine High School. So those who want to say that, well, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were programmed, well, yes, indeed they were. Because when those two boys were into sports and Boy Scouts and just a couple of normal boys, until they started it at Columbine. And there was a tremendous change in these boys. And they really went totally into the dark side. And the parents, they were good parents. They were intact families, working hard to be, to stay intact. And when the boys got in trouble, their fathers went with them. And the Harrises, when they went looking for help, with Eric, when they were having problems with them, the boys, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, had broken into a car. They were caught. So they went before the justice system. The judge ordered those two boys into anger management classes. And what did those include? Ta-da! Drugs. Psychotropic drugs.
In other words, I know that one of them was on Luvox.
Yes, and you can't tell me that right down the line, everything was identical that was required for Eric, that they did not do the same for Dylan. That Dylan was a little bit younger than Eric, and so his autopsy was never released. So we don't know that he wasn't also on Luvox. And even if he was not, these two boys shared everything. Well, now you're on, you've been court-ordered onto an antidepressant drug. Now, do you think for a second these boys are going to tell the authorities that they also drink? And this is the worst thing you can mix with these psychotropic drugs is alcohol.
Right, and of course they're fluoride-based compounds.
Yes.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with, of course, Jane Schindler. We're going to be talking about her video, Columbine, What Went Wrong. You want to get it, you want to show it, you want people to understand what they're doing to the minds and the hearts and the souls of our children. And of course, this is spreading from Columbine all throughout America today.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large, until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Jane Schindler, and we're talking about what went wrong, a Columbine, what went wrong. And, of course, it's really an amazing story because you're not going to hear this through the regular controlled medium. They don't want you to know, of course, what they're doing to the minds of our children as they focus on them all sorts of depravity. They're starting to indoctrinate our children in homosexuality in kindergarten, and it's perfectly all right. Why would you want to send anybody, a child of a school, that would do that? And we can't mention Jesus Christ because somebody would be offended. What about the parents who are offended by death education and suicide education? You don't have any rights. It's only, the people on who hate Christianity who seem to have a right and can object to what's being taught in school. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Jane, but as the story unfolds, it really becomes incredible as you begin to see the videos that these people are actually producing. And on the video, you'll see the video that was actually produced by Klebold and Harris. So you pick up the story there.
Well, in our video, we interviewed some of the students that were shot at Columbine, and the one boy we interviewed first was Mark Taylor. Now, I think that every parent out there, and I'm assuming that your audience is mostly parents or grandparents, people that are old enough to have some influence on children. Can you imagine yourself being the mother of Mark Taylor? Her son attends Columbine High School. She's on her way home from work, and she hears a news report on the radio that at her son's school, there's been a shooting, and there are some children being held hostage. And, you know, the terror that welled up in her heart, and she began to pray, "Oh, please, God, not my son. Keep him safe." And so she immediately heads for the school. Well, as she gets to the school, there's a roadblock. All parents, and you had to be a parent, were detoured to a middle school to await information of who was held hostage and who's killed and so forth. Well, she was among all of these parents, and all of a sudden, her name is called. Would Mrs. Taylor please come to the front? And she said she wasn't sure how she got up there. And so when she got to the front of the room, they told her she needed to go to the hospital immediately, contact your husband. Your son is one that's been shot. So when she got to the hospital, her husband met her there, and they began to pray, then, please, God, don't let him die. And then as he went through the surgery, it's, please, God, let him live through the surgery. And then 4 and 5 surgeries later, it's, please, God, don't let him take off his leg. And will he ever walk again? And the bills were just absolutely staggering. The family was destroyed financially with these hospital bills from the boy who's been shot. So we interviewed Mark Taylor after, a year later, after he's come through his surgeries and he's trying to rebuild a life. And we asked Mark, did you know Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold? I mean, had you offended them? I mean, had you done something to them? And he said, no, I didn't know them at all. And he said that it was at lunchtime, or his lunch period, and that he and a friend had walked outside. The line was long, so they decided to walk outside and wait. And just as they walked outside, here came Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Well, Eric shot him in the leg, and he said he couldn't imagine what had happened to him. And I mean, this was just so bizarre to be shot. And he said he fell to the ground with this excruciating pain in his leg, and he just was horrified to see two guys with guns going around shooting all these kids. I mean, for no reason. And so he said he laid there in excruciating pain, his blood everywhere, and he said, and then Eric Harris came back, stood over him, and shot him 4 or 5 more times in the chest. He couldn't believe this. Eric then threw a pipe bomb. They then entered the school and continued their rampage. Now, mind you, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold had taken the games of Doom and the video games, and they had morphed the pictures, the faces, out of their school annual onto this video game. And they practiced for months on how to kill.
We'll be right back here in just a moment with Jane Schindler as we explore Columbine, what went wrong.
Tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention we do carry the Berkey products. We have the Big Berkey and we have the Berkey Light. Now, if you're in California, you can't get the Big Berkey. You have to get the Berkey Light, which is not a bad thing because that's what we have. The Big Berkey has 4 filters. The Berkey Light has 2. Actually, we call them Black Berkey filters. They're much larger. They actually do a better job, but they have to be replaced every couple of years, whereas the Big Berkey filters can be kept for a much longer time. But, of course, they have the advantage, both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light, of being able to take lead and arsenic and fluoride and MTB out of your drinking water. And certainly if you're in a fluoridated area, you do not want to drink the fluoridated water because not only has that, it also has lead, arsenic, polonium, and cadmium. Heavy metals, why would they want to put that in? Well, you need to get our 4-tape set on fluoride to know why they're putting it in, but call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Jane Schindler of the Eagle Forum there in Colorado, and she's done a great job and have actually shown this film all across the country under the auspices of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum. We've got Terry in Sun Valley calling us. Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Well, fine, Dr. Sand.
Have a question or comment?
I was wondering, where does some of the funding come from to create this sort of curricula for the schools? And has there been any projections on what these students might do when they enter the professional world as political figures or artists or wherever they may go after to get out of high school?
All right. Where does the funding come for, and what long-range impact do you think this has on children?
Well, I think we can go back a few years to when President Carter set up the Department of Education, and the money has been coming from our federal government, and it flows into the public school system. And if you think that today's situation is difficult, just this last year, Congress passed another law, and it was called the Garrett Lee Memorial Act. And it seems that the United States Senator from Oregon's son had committed suicide. And so the National Teachers Union convinced Senator Smith that the way to help other students was to put more death education into the school. Now, not only had Senator Smith's son committed suicide, but two other congressmen's sons have committed suicide, and the NEA convinced them. So we have the senators and congressmen. Just this last year, they voted to appropriate another $82 million to colleges, private entities, those producing curriculum can apply for federal grants to produce for each state more suicide education. And so if that doesn't ring fear in every parent's heart, it should.
Well, I know when I remember back in 1965, and they were saying, look, we're having some girls graduating from high school who are pregnant, you know, out of wedlock. What we need is sex education. We've got to stop this. All these girls having children out of wedlock, we've got to give them sex education. As soon as they put it in, why, sexual promiscuity just exploded, you know. And instead of having one girl or two girls graduating from high school, you know, who were pregnant, sometimes you'd have a quarter of the class graduating with who are pregnant. And the more you talk about these things, the more you get of it. And this is what's so frightening. You talk about death, and you talk about suicide, and you talk about death, and you talk about suicide, and then you wonder why some of the kids are contemplating suicide. Terry, ask where these ideas come from. A lot of these ideas come from the Carnegie Endowment, and the Carnegie is into everything bad, and of course that's its real purpose, is to transform America and really to destroy the structure of our society.
Is any of it coming from UNESCO at all? Or
I don't know. Do you know anything about that, Jay?
I don't. I mean, we don't have to even go that far. I mean, we have enough right here with our United States Congress appropriating all of this money via grants, and so it's just like an octopus, and the tentacles are just go everywhere, and to trace it back to just one is extremely difficult. And but that's not where we need to be going. We need to be looking at what's being fostered on our children. If you were a parent, you have a child in Christian school or public school, you need to be aware that this is infiltrating. If you have a TV in your home, if you have, let me use an example. We had a teacher from a Christian school in Arvada, Colorado. He came to one of our pro-family conferences, and he brought a math book. And now this was a Christian school. And in the math book, he said, I couldn't believe it until you started talking. And he said, we worked the problem out every which way but loose, and it was definitely put in there, in that the math, the geometry problem, spelled out a four-letter word starting with F. This was a Christian school. Now, oftentimes, the curriculum that is put out there, there's a wide variety to choose from. Understand that the minute your children cross the threshold
of the public school system, they are a target, whether they want to sell them candy or pop, or the school books are full of problems that say, all right, little Johnny went to McDonald's and they had a hamburger and it cost so-and-so. Why couldn't they just say restaurant? No, no. It has to say McDonald's. The girls were reading books. They had to be 17 and sassy. This is advertisement that's going on in the books. On and on. The math problem would say to Susie, okay, you have 5 M&Ms and Johnny has 5, and how many does that make? Well, why did we have to say M&Ms? Why did we have to show a picture of it? And so they're a target, whether they're asking them, taking surveys that ask the little children, what TV programs do your parents watch? What kind of medicines do they take? And then when the parents start getting the stuff in the mail to get them to buy something, they have no idea where it came from.
They don't understand.
Who sold it?
They're keeping dossiers on the parents because of what the children tell them in schools, just like they do in Russia. Anything else, Terry, you wanted to ask?
Oh, no, that's fine. Thank you very much.
I think we got a real problem.
We do. And you mentioned something, too, Dr. Stan, about don't talk about it, and it will go away. If you will take a good thought, since Columbine, our media has, it's just like it's a blackout. There's no more reporting on school shootings. Up until Columbine, this was just almost every 2 or 3 months you had a major school shooting, and it was major news. Now then, when you have a school shooting, it might make a paragraph in the back of the paper, but we don't report on it because, you see, people might start to realize that their children are a target, and why? And ask yourself this, too. All right, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold went to the school to kill their friends and their teachers. Why didn't they go to the mall? Why didn't they go to a movie house? Why did they choose the school? It's because this is where their torment was coming from. And they were lashing out at where their aggravation was coming from. So I would encourage every parent, as I said, every parent, every Sunday school teacher, you need this video to really get a handle on the overview of what's happening, and in light of the fact that another, this year, January 2005, $82 million in grant money to increase death education in your child's school.
And, of course, it does nothing but produce an obsession with death and really a depression. And then we wonder why a lot of our kids have problems. And then, of course, they put them on these various types of psychotropic drugs, which actually increase suicidal thoughts. They've known this for a long time. It's only recently that's come out. The FDA has done everything they could to block efforts to insist, you know, pressure being put on them to warn, the effect of this on children. They're not supposed to be used on youngsters, and yet they've been using it on youngsters, and many of them have had suicidal thoughts, and some of them have committed suicide, and they've known this, and they've blocked any efforts. Now, I think within the last month, they've put a big black box on, in the directions saying, yes, it may give your child suicidal thoughts. Why didn't they do this years ago?
Well, and, you know, we talked about that child becoming a dollar sign. And not only are the pornographers targeting them for their porno books and their movies and things like that with their school books, but look what the drug companies have done. And that if we put the kids on Ritalin, and now they're just, in the 26th of December, we have an article here in front of me talking about Ritalin, how that a child is raised on Ritalin, and that when they become an adult, they're hooked. and they can't handle stress, and they're going to need something stronger. Ta-da! We are losing the war on drugs. According to Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, we had 15,000 deaths a couple of years ago from illegal drugs. We had over 200,000 deaths from legal drugs. So, I mean, we are losing the war on drugs. The DARE program simply teaches the kids responsible use. It's just incredible that the way our children have been targeted.
I know. It's the whole thing. You wonder, how could this happen in a sane society? And, of course, the thing is, sometimes I wonder if we really are a sane society. Why are the parents allowing this to happen? Where is the outcry? Where is the outrage? Where are the Christian leaders who are speaking out against this? And, well, there may be a few of them, but there are not an awful lot of them.
But we need many more soldiers, Dr. Stan, in our Army. And they need to be informed, and they need to know how to protect their children.
Well, I think your video does a great job, and that's Columbine, What Went Wrong. It is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Very professionally done, very gripping. You watch that thing, you want to get to the very end of it. And, of course, the message is we've got to stop this sort of education in our schools, which is doing nothing but depressing our children. And yet, of course, now the government, the federal government, is appropriating large sums of money so we can continue doing exactly what led to what happened in Columbine. And then we'll say, gee, how did this happen? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, you agree or disagree, why, we'd certainly love to hear from you. Now, you have some great video footage there that was actually made by Eric and Dylan, don't you?
No, that's a reenactment.
Oh, that's a reenactment of it.
It is a reenactment, but it's very close to what they did. And understand, too, that Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, took school equipment, the video cameras, and they videotaped themselves killing others. And then they showed this in class. And of course, there was a big cover-up about that. The school system wants to point the fingers at everybody and everything else out there, other than what's going on inside the school. And so finally they got around to admitting that, yes, they did. Indeed, they did show the video in class. And so they asked the one teacher, well, didn't you see this as a red flag? They asked the other kids, didn't you see this as a red flag? I mean, that these boys were in trouble. Why didn't somebody say something? Why didn't they do something? And the comment was quite shocking, and because they said, well, all the other kids' videos were on sex or death or something morbid. I mean, what's the big deal? So what does this tell you? Where is their mind?
What you bring out in your video so well is that there's such an obsession on sex, too, as well as simply the violence and the death. Sex over and over and over and over again. I mean, these kids know so much more about sex than they do about Shakespeare. And they're doing everything, and they're weaving that into all the various classes as well, aren't they?
They are. Back to Mark Taylor, when we interviewed Mark Taylor, the first boy shot at Columbine. We asked him to describe a typical day at Columbine. You know, what were your classes like? And, you know, we had talked to the girl in 1990. Okay, let's go to 2002, 2001. And what's class like at Columbine? And so he described how that in his health class they had what they called a sexpert come in and teach the kids how to use condoms, and a girl got extra credit for doing the example, as the other kids laughed and cheered. And so some of the parents, after we'd made this movie and we had the first review, they were going, well, why would you put that in there? That's just so graphic. What do we need that for? And I looked at them in horror and I said, do you mean to tell me it's okay that your children are subjected to this in class and you are offended to hear about it?
And I think that really is what it's really all about.
Yes.
They know it's wrong, and yet they don't care that their children's minds are being subjected to this, and it's going on in schools all across America today. And where is the outrage?
They do, and they tell the parents. I remember back when my children were junior high, when it was still junior high, and I had volunteered to serve on the parent book review committee. And I couldn't believe what was coming out in the books then. It was so anti-American, so morbid. It was just incredible. But yet when I went to complain and tell them why I didn't think these books were appropriate, they told me I was the only one.
Yeah, because they tell that to all the parents who complain, and they've been taught to lie to the parents and say, you're the only one who's concerned.
Yes.
I've heard this so many times, and they find out that dozens of people have gone and complained, and they say, gee, you're the only one. And
well,
that makes you feel isolated.
I took my complaints on to the school board, and I went, this was years ago, long before Eagle Forum was, I ever found these other parents. But I went alone, and I spoke to the school board, and I said, why would you want these type of books in the classroom for the children? And after I made my presentation, the whole audience started clapping and cheering for me.
Right.
And I was stunned, and I thought, I'm really not alone.
Of course you're not alone, but what they have actually taught the administrators to lie to the parents. And how can you have a school where we're going to teach moral values where administrators are taught to lie, and when the parents complain, they tell them, you're the only one. Jane, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Please get our video. It's to your advantage. I mean, it's not just because we made it, but please take the expertise that's in there, and we need to build an army out there. We need your help.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we certainly hope that many of you out there will want to get the video we've been talking about, Waco, what went wrong. But to really understand what we're involved in, you need to understand that there really are dark and sinister spiritual forces that are working behind the scenes. That's Columbine, what went wrong. And, of course, the pagan agenda. We have a four tape set on the pagan agenda, or we have a pagan agenda special. There really are occult organizations, demonic organizations within our society. A wonderful book we carry called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which will take you into a whole different world, which most people, Christians, don't even know exist, and yet within every major city, including the city where I live, and I'm sure the city where you live, there's a metaphysical bookstore, and if you go in there and you look carefully, you'll find the books on Satanism, and on Luciferianism, and on witchcraft, and on Madame Blavatsky, and on Alice Bailey, and all of these people who've been so intimately involved, Benjamin Krem, David Spangler, these are people all involved in the occult movement, which, of course, is intent upon destroying the moral fabric of our society. These people are pagans, and they're pushing a pagan society. They want a society without any rules. Why? Because they hate the God of the Bible. It is all about Luciferianism. And if you haven't, of course, I got our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley and his friends, or the other material that we offer. We hope that you'll certainly want to get that and help us to get the truth out. You can get the 4-tape set on the Pagan Agenda. You can get the Pagan Agenda special. And, of course, you can get the video, Columbine, What Went Wrong, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And give us a call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's a terrible thing to think that they are trying to corrupt the minds of our children, but the truth of the matter is, they are. And if they can get them depressed, if they can get them despondent, if they can destroy their belief in God, why, life becomes hopeless. It's that old idea of no good deed will ever go unpunished. You know, life is simply a matter of chronic futility. Most people lead lives of quiet desperation. Life becomes untenable, and people commit suicide when they feel that way. And they're playing games with the minds and the hearts and the souls of our children. And that's why you need to get informed and understand what this is all about. Well, there are two great new videos that we are carrying. Of course, we carry Columbine, What Went Wrong. And then, of course, we're carrying Chris Milligan's excellent video. It's called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, and then Megiddo 2. And they're separate videos. The first one, of course, gets into the background, the occult movement, and, of course, the First World War and the Second World War and the Third World War, which we're already in, but the average American doesn't know. It goes into prophecy, but in a manner that is very, very, very believable, well done, very professionally done. I think these are great videos. Megiddo 1 is 2 hours and 15 minutes, and, of course, I think you'll learn a great deal from it. A lot of ministers are using this just to teach in their churches, you know, in their Bible study classes. Megiddo 2, of course, is the 3-hour video that goes from the Garden of Eden right up to what's going on today. And of course, I have a little part in that. And of course, we will take you to the Georgia Guidestones. You'll see them. You'll see the hidden message there. I shouldn't say hidden. It's very blatant. In 8 different languages, they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. They're going to have to kill off over 90% of the population of the world. They know what they're doing. They have a plan, and you'll see it laid out in Revelation 6:8. Go ahead and read it, when they talk about, of course, the killing a quarter of the world's population. And then you read on from there, and things really get bad. Understand, we're living in terrible and difficult times, and if you don't understand the spiritual significance of what's going on, and I, of course, talk about Madame Blavatsky, and of course, you'll learn about Barbara Marx Hufford, who wrote a book about the Book of Revelation and the killing of the quarter of the population, and she said, that's not your job, my dear, that is our job, for we, referring to her and her followers, are the riders of the pale horse, death. So, the Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, the two very good videos. And then if you have not yet seen the Joe Schimmel's videos, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you need to get them. You need to show them to your children. You need to show them to your friends. You need to show them at your church and understand the satanic influence within Hollywood, within the music industry, but that same satanic influence goes to the highest levels of our government today. And then, of course, you notice how very close many times Hollywood is to some of our political leaders, both Democrat and Republican. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley and his friends on Satanism and the deliverance. And you need to have this information to understand the true nature of what we're up against today. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, for the souls of our children, and most people don't even know a war is going on. Remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then please, of course, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs directly or indirectly on the Internet 5 hours a day. You can hear us 5 hours a day on satellite. You can hear us 4 hours a day on shortwave. And your job is to get other people listening. We hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do carry the Berkey products. We carry, of course, other products, but we do carry the Berkey products. If you get a big Berkey or Berkey Light through Radio Liberty, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video we produced. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.